A very good morning on behalf of Teacher 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Chav Tes, Erechin 29b, pagination is 58. In order to appreciate the start of this new perek, we want to go to the psukim in Parshas Bahar, where we find a sequence of three psukim that will illuminate this discussion. So we're in Perek Chaf Hei, in Chumash Vayikra, Pasuk Yudalid, in Art School Stone Chumash, page 698, V'chi simkeru mimkar la'am isecha, okono miyad am isecha. If you're selling something to your fellow Jew, or buying from your fellow Jew, al tonu ish es achiv, don't take advantage one person of his brother. So this prohibition, ona'a, not to take advantage during a transaction, is either on the buyer or on the seller, either direction, it's going to apply, not allowed to take advantage. Now, the ona'a that we're commonly familiar with is something discussed in the third volume of Choshen Mishpat, the way we typically have it divided into three volumes, Resh Chaf Zayin. There's a discussion of Ona'a where the buyer or the seller is unaware of its real price, and the price deviated by a significant percentage. And that's a prohibition. And if the percentage is too high, the transaction can actually be undone. Of course, we have to know what the exact price of an item is, which can sometimes be complex. Different stores are selling it at different prices. You have to have comparable stores providing similar service taken into account in order to generate an appropriate price that can be relied on. And then we look if the person took advantage going up or going down of his fellow. Now, also implied over here, v'chisim kerumim kar la'amisecha, kano miyad amisecha, your fellow Jew. And we're told that there's also a rule that a person should show preference in business towards a co-religionist to give them the advantage if they're looking to buy, if they're looking to sell, to patronize the store of a co-religionist. And in some communities, people will actually beckon and invoke this by writing on their advertising Shomer Shabbos as an encouragement for people to patronize them. Implied here as well, being that patronizing a co-religionist is clearly in order to do them a benefit, a good turn, like the prohibition of ribbis, prohibited to charge interest, hashavas aveda, an obligation to return lost objects. These mitzvahs in the Torah were given as a benefit. So doing business with your co-religionist was done as a benefit to the co-religionist. It implies, of course, that doing business with you is a benefit, that you're not nickeling and diming, that you're a generous person. It's worth doing business with you. Okay. So in the context of this prohibition of not charging unfairly for something, Pasuk Tesvav, B'mispar shanam achar hayovel tikna me'isa me'secha b'mispar shnei tevuos yimkar lach. When you sell a field to your fellow, we're aware that in Yovel, it's going to revert back to the owner. And therefore, calculate how many years it is until Yovel so that you're charging the correct price. In the words of Rashi, Kishetimchar o tikne karka, when you're selling or buying land, du, you need to know, kama shanim yesh ad hayovel, how many years there are until the yovel, so that you know the appropriate amount to charge. Our Mishnah will infer from this pasuk, b'mispar shnei tivu osim karlach, there are at least 2 years that have to go by before you can do a redemption. It has to be that on this overall transaction, there are at least 2 years that actually got sold, meaning before you redeem. And finally, Pasuk Tezayin, Lefi Rov Hashanim Tarba Miknaso, Lefi Ma'ot Hashanim Tamit Miknaso. If there are more years to Yovel or there are less years to Yovel, that will cause a fluctuation in the sale price. Ki mispar tevuos humocher lach, because he's selling the number of crops. Says our Mishnah, hamocher esodeyu b'shas hayovel, a person sells a field during the time that Yovel is applicable. You can't redeem it, even though there are two unique rules of sale of land during the time of Yovel. One, that it's going to go back to you at Yovel. And two, that you can redeem it almost at any time, but not within the first 2 years. After that, Bal Korcho Shalokeach, as Rashi says on the second and third lines, against the will of the buyer, you can step in. He was hoping to keep it for a long time. You can step in and pay him his money, reimburse him his sale money after the first 2 years, but not during the first 2 years. Shenema b'mispar shnei tevuos yimkar lach, the sale has to be for at least 2 years. The Mishnah continues on the fourth line. Ha'isa shenas shidafon v'yirakon. If it was a year in which the crop was afflicted, too much wind, for example, Oshinas Shavias, or it's the year of Shemitah, Eina Ola Min HaMinyan, that doesn't count. It has to be the opportunity of Shnei Tevuos, two crops, 2 years. Nara, if, however, he decided to plow it only, and he didn't plant. Ohovira, or he totally left it fallow, similar to Shemitah. Ola lo min haminyan, that counts towards the 2 years, and the seller would have the opportunity to buy it back after 2 years have elapsed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.